Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. America marked the one-year anniversary of the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol last week with a number of commemorative events across the country. In Washington, there were moments of silence on the floors of both the House and Senate, followed by calls to heal a divided nation. One of the most thoughtful reflections on the January 6th incursion came in a special online conversation hosted by veteran North Carolina Congressman David Price with Duke University professor David Shanzer of the Sanford School of Public Policy. Shanzer is also the director of the Triangle Center on Terrorism and Homeland Security. Professor Shanzer believes that what we witnessed that day was evidence of a growing domestic terrorist movement, with Donald Trump using incendiary rhetoric to stoke violence and overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election.
They were there at his bidding. Many of them believed that they had been instructed by the president to come to the Capitol to prevent this counting. He was their leader, spiritual and otherwise. And like any leader, if he had come out with a statement early on that said, this is not what our movement is about, violence is not part of it, you know, I believe that would have had a tremendously calming effect. Certainly the people who joined, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the professional assaulters on the Capitol, I think would have listened very carefully to that kind of message. And that did not come for many, many hours after the violence occurred. And I think I'll leave it to the committee, and members of the committee have spoken to this recently about evidence they have about him watching on television and enjoying the spectacle, which is really a travesty and a stain, permanent stain on this president's legacy in history.
But in the weeks and months after the Capitol riots, Congressman Price says Republicans on the Hill remain largely silent as they weighed their own political futures over impeaching Donald Trump.
There were a number of critical points in which I knew that my Republican colleagues were appalled and were scandalized, and yet very few took a stand. And my own view of the situation was that there was not a critical mass, and that people were afraid on the Republican side of getting picked off one at a time. The president was known for his retribution, and also the party base was fervent in its support, and people didn't want to generate primary opponents or whatever. But I did think, and I was wrong about this, of course, but I did think that once people of the stature of Mitch McConnell and Liz Cheney, the number three in leadership, once they spoke out that would do it, that would give the impetus for Republican members to do what many had said they wanted to do all along, which was to unite and not get picked off one at a time, but to form a critical mass and somehow deal with this. That could have meant impeachment. It could have meant more broadly just a determination to refute the big lie and to resist his control of the party. But that did not happen. And that's the story, I think, of the last year politically.
Professor Shanzer said this will be a lasting discredit for the politicians who chose party over country.
Well, I think the reason for that in the end, and again, this is, I think, a stain on all of these, but especially the leadership, especially Mitch McConnell, is that he and those he are with cannot mentally figure out how to create a coalition that wins elections for Republicans that does not include the Trump base, that they don't believe that they have a future as a party unless they have the base and enough other voters, independents, non-Trumpist Republicans. So a vote for impeachment would irreparably cleave the party and inhibit them from being able to win elections. And so this is, I think, a stark example of rather than doing what was right for the country, right morally, it was a decision made because of the desire to be able to hold political power.
Congressman Price believes all Americans should be alarmed at the evidence of how close we came to a political coup that day.
I, of course, fully aware of the events of the 6th and of the propagation of the big lie that preceded it. But I'm shocked by the evidence that seems to be emerging of an actual plot, a very detailed plot to actually overturn the election, to, in essence, have a coup in this country. I mean, I don't know in the end what that full picture will look like, but it is certainly looking like a more complicated plot and a more deliberate plot than we've been aware of previously. We said earlier that the picture in terms of did the system hold, did the essential stakeholders, players in this hold firm? You know, it's a mixed picture. And in the end, there was a lot of courage displayed at the state and local level with election officials, many of them Republicans, who stood by the integrity of the elections and were honest in their accounting of that. On the other hand, there has been a good deal of action in state legislatures that has raised flags, red flags, about how this could actually make what Donald Trump wanted, could make it easier in the future for state legislatures to disregard or override electoral votes from their states. And this has really complicated the picture with respect to a lot of voter suppression, a lot of problems that we were aware of in North Carolina and elsewhere. We've now added an element in terms of possibly making what was being attempted after the 2020 election, making it more feasible at the state level.
Shanzer worries that this important principle is under assault.
Well, the system held, but just barely, I think, is what we should take from this event. And the state officials, generally people who are running these elections, while they often are Democrats or Republicans, traditionally they have held true to their oaths of office. They're executing the law in a manner that is impartial and is just about counting the votes with integrity. And that principle is under assault. The states have passed laws that give the ultimate certification powers to political actors, politicians, rather than election officials sworn to uphold the law and do their duty. And that is a very, very dangerous place for our country to be. And what we're seeing is essentially Trump loyalists, stop the steal, conspiracy theory people actually trying to run now for these offices, some in the critical swing states. And we're seeing Republican politics moving towards the idea that if you're disqualified, you will lose in a primary if you don't adopt the stop the steal, the notion of a fraudulent election, and be willing essentially to say, David Perdue, the former senator now running for governor, is out there saying that he would have prevented the certification of the Georgia election. I mean, you cannot really overstate how dangerous these concepts are to the future of our democracy. If it's going to be a qualification for office and to win a primary in one party of our two-party system, that you are essentially not going to accept the legitimacy of any election that you don't win, that is not characteristic of a healthy democracy. So we are in very serious territory.
Congressman Price remains concerned that the passing of time and misinformation unchecked on social media may further distort Americans' grasp of how events unfolded.
We have trouble in this country these days developing a common understanding of the facts about critical situations and the kind of understanding of an event like January 6th is now very, very conflicted and very muddled and very tied to people's ideology. We clearly are more divergent in our views of this and what it implies, what it requires of us, than we were in the immediate days following the incursion, which were, initially there were widespread expressions of horror and disgust, and those now have been absorbed into more ideological polarized views.
There's a lot of inclination for folks to say, well, if we could improve the media climate, if we could educate people how to understand what a conspiracy theory was, distinguish fact from fiction better, if we could have better education, that this is a problem that would go away. I think that's not correct. And that's because there's deeper roots to what's happening in our country. And what's happening is that our politics is moved away from a politics of interest to a politics of identity. Issues relating to people's identity, who they believe they are, how they feel, is become the quintessential issue relating to politics. And once political issues relate to, core issues of your identity, you're not willing to accept facts that clash with that. You're not willing to say, my whole personhood is wrong. What you're going to do is adjust the facts to meet your personhood. Trump doesn't appeal to policy interests. I think it's very important to note that the Republican Party did not issue a platform for the 2020 election. It was about Trumpism and how he makes the people who support him feel important, how he makes them feel in some ways superior. I do believe it's an ideology that is warped with notions of white supremacy. And it appeals to those very, very base instincts that have risen to the top of our politics. There is no solving the information problem by tinkering with messaging, changing the laws relating to algorithms and platforms. While I support those, I think they would be helpful. But people will shape the reality to meet what they perceive to be their personal identity, because that is so critical to whom they are. And so we've got deep, deep problems. And we need to try to shift our politics away from issues of identity and more back towards issues relating to interests and issues.
And while there are those who would like to dismiss the events of January 6th and move on, Professor Schanzer says that's not a good idea.
In terms of accountability, you know, I do believe that lawbreakers need to be held accountable. That process has started in the Department of Justice. And I think it's quite interesting. You know, these over 700 people who were being prosecuted, many of them are shocked that they are being held accountable. They believed in some way they had some sort of right, privilege to assault police officers because, again, they believed so fervently that what they were doing was to save the country from some sort of calamity. They're stunned by this. And so that's why I think it's so important to hold them to account. And I think it's very, very important, you know, not to just be looking at the foot soldiers. It's almost like only punishing the opioid dealers and not going after the Sacklers. This has to go up the chain. And the people who know better and still violated the law, I do believe they need to be held accountable. I'm a firm believer in the rule of law, and you don't do things just for political retribution. This can't be about that. It has to be about the facts and the law, and I support Merrick Garland in that. And no, I don't think we can, you know, just move on. I think the story needs to be told because I think it needs to be the basis for the politics of the next 2 to 4 years. Because the politics of the next 2 to 4 years, at least in part, I don't think this motivates all voters, but I think it motivates some voters. It needs to be about who is for a democratic country with rule of law based on fundamental principles of our democracy and who's not. And I believe there's a majority in this country for those things, but that majority needs to be mobilized. And I think telling the story, establishing the truth, disseminating the truth, pleading with people to understand it is part of that mobilization process.
The final word goes to David Price, the dean of North Carolina's congressional delegation, who believes that if we want to protect our democracy and have faith in the electoral system moving forward, Congress and the American public must be committed to truth and transparency about the orchestrated events of January 6th.
Without a foundation of truth and a commitment to the truth, our politics is unmoored and extremely dangerous. And that's a commitment that all of us have a part in. That's just not the president or elected officials. It's everybody in this society needs to have some understanding of being truthful and acting in good faith on what we know to be the facts in terms of the needs of our society. That's what the founders of this country called civic virtue. And civic virtue isn't just for elected officials. Civic virtue is for every one of us to understand the common good and to act on it. And that's at the deepest level. I think that's what January 6th requires of us.
The bipartisan House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riots is expected to release an interim report on the events later this summer. Coming up next, federal COVID relief has helped, but North Carolina's hunger numbers remain stubbornly high. We'll talk with a representative of an organization trying to change that. Stay with us.